Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Aaron Mattson must have some good connections in the Netherlands. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina's field hockey team opens the season Friday at the ACC Big Ten Challenge, where the Tar Heels take on defending Big Ten champion Michigan on Friday and follow up against Iowa on Sunday. The Wolverines have a new coach, but she is also a former player who has spent the last 9 seasons as an assistant. So Carolina may have a difficult time notching wins in the first 2 games and wants to avoid what happened to NCAA champion women's soccer team that lost 2-0 at Tennessee in the opener last week. Another reason why Mattson's third team may be a little trouble is that she only has 3 players from the Netherlands this year. She's had 9 over 3 seasons, including 5 in 2023, when she went 18-3 and won the national championship as a rookie coach. What is Mattson's connection to the clockwork orange country anyway? Does she vacation there? Did she play internationally there? Beats me, but she obviously has an affinity for the lowlanders, as they are called. Fortunately, senior Saitski Bruning is on the preseason All-ACC team for the third time, joined by senior third-timer Raleigh Heck and first-time Charlie Bruder, who assured her selection by leading the nation in goals last season. The other two Netherlandians on the squad are junior Sani Haak and freshman Isabel Boer, who keeps the tradition going. Led by Bruder and Heck, Mattson's third entry is not only the ACC favorite, but also the preseason number 2 team in the country, behind a recent rival Northwestern, which the Heels beat in double overtime shootout 2 years ago for the NCAA title at Shelton Stadium. The most decorated player in UNC's illustrious field hockey history has been on the U.S. national team since she was 17 and played all over the world as a top scorer in the 2022 Pan American Cup in Chile and also in England, India, South Africa, and New Zealand, but never the Netherlands. What is her recruiting chops in the country bordered by Germany to the east, Belgium to the south, and the North Sea? When she was starring at UNC, she had not done an NIL deal until Mark Pons of Chapel Hill Tire asked if Mattson might record some commercials for them and get paid for it. When contacted, she said, "Oh my God, yes, yes." She then said she learned all about NIL and funded a brand, one that sells all kinds of stuff bearing her logo. She reportedly has built a net worth of $1.5 million, which is about 10 times her salary at Carolina. That is certainly enough to go recruiting anywhere, like the Netherlands, where she must have a pipeline across the Atlantic Ocean. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.